Thank you. Thank you, Chair, and thank you for giving me the floor again. I would like to offer a simple a few ideas on the issue of definition of weapons, which is something we have been discussing over the course of this week. My delegation is not of a single mind in terms of what approach would work best in this regard. Many ideas have been floated around in the years in which we've been discussing the topic of Paris, in the GGE on Paris as well. But I think that the idea that was advanced yesterday by our expert speaker from the Chinese Academy of Sciences is extremely promising in terms of what we could examine over the course of this OEWG. Not necessarily for drafting a treaty, but I think it could be a guiding concept for our efforts to define what responsible behavior is. And I refer specifically to the idea of defining weapons not by their internal characteristics, but by their effects, how they are used. It's a sort of a ex post facto definition. And it's very similar to the approach that has been followed by other instruments in the international security and arms control arena. I recall, for example, that the Chemical Weapons Convention defines as a chemical weapon any toxic chemical that is used as such. And the definition of toxic chemical, if you talk to a scientist, can be extremely, extremely encompassing. Even alcohol can be a toxic chemical depending on the quantities and circumstances it is used. Chlorine, for example, is a toxic chemical that is not defined as a CW agent by the CWC and its annexes, but it can and has been used as a weapon. So I think that a similar approach here could be extremely useful, and I think would perhaps reconcile these differing viewpoints that have been marring our progress in this field for so long. Thank you.